Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. The dominant storyline for the Patriots this week, since their win over the Jets last week, has been a trip to London, an unusual in-season voyage. But let's not forget, and certainly the team has not forgotten, that there is an opponent once they get out to London, and that would be the 3-4 St. Louis Rams. They have a new head coach this year in Jeff Fisher. They have a recent first overall draft pick at quarterback in Sam Bradford. But certainly there are plenty of unknowns, as these two teams haven't gone head-to-head since 2008. So let's break down the Rams in this week's opponent preview. Twice already in 2012, the Rams have defeated teams that the Patriots have lost to. In consecutive weeks, Fisher's bunch topped division rivals Seattle and Arizona. The Pats fell at home to the Cardinals, and then 2 weeks ago on the road at Seattle. That alone should get the Pats' attention. But beyond that, it's clear that there is skill across the board as the Rams go through a rebuilding phase. Bradford had a tumultuous start to his career, including last season under Josh McDaniels. This year, he's healthy and has developed a rapport with pass catchers like the currently injured Danny Amendola and Brandon Gibson, while rookie Chris Givens has become a weekly big play threat. Running back Steven Jackson appears to be declining in his ninth season, but he remains a threat as well.
Steven Jackson is definitely, you know, one of the better, bigger backs, you know, in the NFL. So, it's going to feel good having a big challenge like that going against him this weekend.
You know, as a defense, we got to do a good job of stopping him first, and then not letting Bradford, beat us with some good throws.
And on defense, it's all about edge pass rushers Robert Quinn and Chris Long, both first-round picks who have combined for 11 sacks already. Free agent signee Cortland Finnegan rejoined Fisher, his old Tennessee head coach, and has made an impact with 3 interceptions so far. The Rams ran into a hot Green Bay offense in a 30-21 loss last week, but they are ranked 10th in the NFL defensively.
They've got some good guys, some good pass rushers, and like we deal with every week, we got our work cut out for us with them.
Very aggressive, fast defense. Very solid across the board. I don't watch too much offense or special team, but as far as the defense, these guys are all over the place. Got a bunch of experienced guys on the front, some guys in the secondary are kind of young, but good players.
Well, let's not forget the most important connection between the Patriots and Rams, Super Bowl 36, of course, nearly 11 years ago. Tom Brady is the only Patriot remaining from that team. And on the Rams side, Steven Jackson is the longest tenured player, and he didn't join St. Louis until 2004, so not a lot of personal connections from that tremendous day in Patriots history. These two teams, by the way, are 5-5 head-to-head all-time in the regular season series. It's off to London now, and we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.